Some people may already be familiar with Unlisted Owner. As far as I know, it's doing pretty well in terms of sales.
Oh, yeah. On Amazon, we've been on the top 100 list for over 7 weeks now. Today, I checked, I think we're 33rd as far as hot new horror releases.
So, as you just mentioned, it is a horror film.
Yes, it's a found footage horror film.
For people who are unfamiliar, is it something that they can just jump right into, or do they need to kind of have that flavor already?
Found footage, I mean, it just depends on what their taste is as far, I mean, horror movies are not for everybody, but this one I kind of, in my opinion, it's more, and what people have told me, it's almost like a reality show gone bad. Because found footage is basically cameras that have been found during the scenes of the crimes known as the owner killings and have been edited together by the fictional Lawford County Sheriff's Department.
Lawford County is kind of a reference to where this film is set.
Yeah, we filmed the entire film in Lawrence County, Illinois, in the town of Sumner where I live, and the county just north of us is Crawford. So I made a fictional county, Lawford County, where all these events take place.
How important is it for you to have that flavor of the region as a part of this film?
I mean, I wrote the whole script around the area, and that's where I get a lot of inspiration for a lot of my scripts that I've written and things of that nature. This is our first feature film, and the house is in Sumner. I've always, my whole life, always thought it was such a neat house, and I thought it'd be the perfect setting for a horror film, and to be able to shoot in that house was just amazing.
What made you want to do a horror film, and then what plans do you have for the future?
Well, the reason I picked horror is ever since I was a kid, I've always liked horror films. Like, I watched Vincent Price's House on Haunted Hill, and I'm a big silent film fan. I love Lon Chaney's Phantom of the Opera and The Penalty and things like that. And as far as, like, horror goes, people, whenever they've seen the film, they're like, wow, you know, you must have, a warped, you know, mind to think like that. But the way I look at it is, what would scare me? Like, I get a thought in my head, like, wow, that'd be really creepy if that happened. So then I just write it down and I make a whole, you know, script around what that event is. So, and then as far as the future goes, we would like to make more films, but we just need to get some more funding back after this one.
Is it relatively easy, since you're familiar with this area, to add in things that might make people feel a little more at home when they're watching it?
Yeah, for sure. One aspect is everybody who acted in the film is from the area. We only had one girl who's from Shelbyville, Indiana, but she was actually attending Vincennes University in Vincennes, Indiana. But everyone else was from the area, and I had a lot of my friends act in it. So I was able to, from the very beginning, before I started writing, I knew who was going to be dedicated to help me out on this journey. So I wrote the parts in the script around kind of their personalities of what they would be comfortable with. So it kind of gives it a better flow that way.
Sure. I wonder, how technology makes things either easier or more difficult for you? You used to have to say, well, when a film crew was coming,
right,
a lot of heavy, expensive equipment.
Right.
I guess that's not the case?
Not with the found footage style films, because you can't have some guy running around with a boom mic, you know, following you around. So typically in found footage films, it's, in our case especially, it was just a handheld video camera that we put a light rig on and stuff like that. And we actually had a video transmitter that went into another room that I had an assistant director kind of watching which way I filmed, because I also act in the movie. That's one less person I had to worry about casting, and plus I had more control over the camera movement. So, I mean, there was a little bit of that going on, but nothing like, we didn't have a boom mic operator. We didn't have a DP. We didn't have all these different things like that. So.
Sure. Again, the film is called Unlisted Owner. You can find it on Amazon. Jed Bryan is the writer, director, as he just said. He's an actor in the film as well, and his production company produced it out of Sumner, Illinois. If people would like to get in touch with you, should they do that through your Amazon page, or do you have a website of your own?
Yeah, we have a website, www.unlistedowner.com, and we also have a Facebook page. If you just type in Unlisted Owner on Facebook, that's where we keep most of our updates at. Different events, different interviews, podcast interviews, and things of that nature are all on there, and also information about future projects.
Sure. A local project from right here in Southern Illinois. Jed, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.